Yeah, I think really, regardless what time of the year, I mean, as a head coach, you in an organization, you hold your breath. I mean, football is a combative sport, and injuries are part of the game, whether it's the off season, training camp, regular season, or even in the playoffs. So, you know, you try to do everything you can. You know, we talk about, you know, when you're practicing against each other, being smart, trying not to finish. You get four practice games to work on your finish against opponents. So it's something you try to avoid, but no matter how hard you try, sometimes it just happens.
Is this the best phase for you now that we have we talk about phases all the time with phase three? They get to be out here, helmets on.
Well, it's real football. You know, I think you get to practice against somebody. You know, your offense and defense practice against each other. It's really the first phase where that's allowed by the new CBA. So, you know, I just call it real football back on the grass. And, you know, I think they get excited, and I know all the coaches get excited about it.
What are you looking for from the second-year guys, those signs that they're ready to kind of make that leap?
Well, you're looking for improvement. I mean, you're looking at improvement from season to season, you know, meeting to meeting, practice to practice. And, you know, I think, you know, you don't stay the same in this league. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. You don't stay the same. And so that's what you look for, and that's all part of the process when you pick your final 53 for, you know, the 2014 roster this year.
Is that even the same, John, with a player like Welker? You don't stay the same, you get better or worse. Someone who's a veteran and played so many years?
Exactly. I think, you know, this is the ultimate of team games, in my opinion. You know, so that continuity and, you know, that teamwork is all part of it. And so, you know, this game's about playing fast. You know, usually fast guys, and but playing fast is altogether different on knowing what to do, how to do it under pressure. And those are things you're looking for every day.
John, is this kind of a red-letter day in the fact that you had guys like Raheem and Derek, guys that had missed significant time, and now they're finally back out there going against offense, defense?
Yeah, we're not fully whole yet, but you're right. We get guys back, Arnie, that we missed, you know, substantial parts or all of the season a year ago. You know, they've spent their off season, you know, with doctors and trainers and, you know, getting themselves healthy. And, you know, it's good to be able to take a look at them. And, you know, everybody's in different levels right now, but, you know, we're starting that long process back.
Speaking of Derek and Raheem, guys that are in similar situations that you were in last year with some pretty grave, you know, danger as far as their health goes. Do you talk to them about that, or have you approached that with them at all?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got great resources here. Pat Bolin, our owner, does a great job. And, you know, as far as massage therapists, muscle release people, I mean, kind of the guys that invented these things to, you know, help performance. And so, you know, whether it's health-related, you know, or injury-related from the football field, you know, it's all part of the process, and you can't make the club in the tub, so to speak. So, you know, taking care of yourself is all part of it.
First time to see that those five offensive linemen all together in that configuration. What do you think of that new group kind of lined up in a team setting?
Well, I think it's, like all of it, it's really fun to get these guys back out here. I think, you know, the move with Orlando, obviously getting Ryan Clady back, you know, missing, you know, a guy of that stature and that ability, you know, that's hard to replace, actually irreplaceable. So it's kind of nice to be whole and reload and get ready again.
Because we've talked before about how busy Peyton keeps in the offseason in the community. I know today his foundation has given $1 million. Does that stand out to you, how much he wants to help off the field as well?
Well, I mean, he's pretty incredible, you know, on and off the field. So, you know, that's something I think is great for young people to see, the importance of giving back, and, you know, how blessed and fortunate we all are. And you know, I think giving back and making the world a better place is all important.
Getting used to the construction?
I don't know if you ever get used to it. I'm sure you guys have been shoved around a little bit, even in your area. So we've got a lot of temporary offices and a lot of things going on. But it's going to be something special when it's done, and we're all looking forward to that.
Coach, you're looking pretty good. How's your health?
I feel great. You know, again, remind the players that, you know, I wasn't even whole last year. So, you know, it was it's nice to be healthy, and, you know, I thought I was healthy when I came back. I wasn't maybe quite where I needed to be, but, you know, it gets better every day for sure.
You often talk about opportunities when guys get hurt or unavailable. What about what Barrett and McCray have as an opportunity to fall in stone?
You know, I think with, you know, sometimes, you know, when there's injuries, you get guys get playing time and they get valuable experience. So, you know, even though you hate to see people go down and hate to see people get hurt, it gives people an opportunity and some valuable playing time. So it's going to be exciting to see those guys back out here and see what they can do. And, you know, especially when we get into pads.
And what can can you say, if anything, about TJ's incident, the run-in he had last week?
You know, they were on top of it. We were aware of it, you know, like all legal process. You know, we do have a process, and, you know, we feel good about where what direction is going, and we'll work through it and, you know, let the system work.